James Fortson and Hold On featuring Monica and Fred Hammond at 16 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show with Marcus D. Wiley and yours truly, A.V. We are excited to welcome to the show multi-platinum Grammy Award winner, the lovely Miss Monica. Good morning to you, Monica.
Good morning.
Congratulations, first of all, on the brand new CD entitled New Life in stores right now.
Thank you so much.
Now, I have to go back to last year. James Fortune was so excited about coming to your wedding and being a part of the whole festivity. He talked about it probably for about 3 or 4 days at a time, bragging, A.V., I'm going to Monica's wedding. And I'm like, oh, you rubbing it in. And Miss Yolanda, too, of course, both of them came back with an awesome story to tell about how much fun they had.
You know, we had a good time. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, some people spend a whole day stressed out. And
right.
Hollering and fussing. It was nothing like that. We had a wonderful time. And Miss Yolanda, I couldn't believe she went through what she did to even come. But throughout my entire career, she's just always been there. And, you know, she's always talked to me without judgment. She's always, you know, been there to help me really center myself. So it meant a lot that she came. But when I say we had a good time.
I know everybody left away with the same excitement and enthusiasm about the wonderful wedding that you and Shannon had. And just Monica is a blessed woman. She has this balanced life, because you know how it is. Sometimes people think, okay, here's an artist who sings R&B music, and they sometimes look at the relationship with God as if it's something in the far distance. But people don't know your heart, know the passion. Even inside of your CD, you make a reference to Psalm 16. Tell everybody about how important God is to Monica and how present God is in your life right now.
You know, people know a lot about my past and know a lot about the different things that happened in my life. My stepfather's pastor, but the way that I made it through, you know, my mom used to always tell me, walk by faith, not by sight.
Right.
You are able to do great things, and to whom much is given, much is required. So she used to sit me down when I was in the midst of a lot of different things, and she would just say, you have to be able to center yourself and find who you are spiritually,
right,
or nothing that you do matters. So we would just sit down and we would study and read the word. And, you know, sometimes I kind of battled with, okay, can I do this type of music and still be the type of person I want to be? And I found that I absolutely can, because through my music, I reach a lot of other people. For the people that grew up in areas that I did but didn't have people at home giving them the word or praying for them or teaching them to pray, I'm able to bring a lot more to them by still being a part of the music that I grew up singing, but at the same time, sharing with a lot of different people that just don't know a lot about the other side of it. So
right.
For me, the reason I was able to come out on the other side of different things is because of my love for God and the fact that I know that He's able and that He's the only reason that I'm here, and He's the only reason that I do what I do what I love.
Multi-platinum Grammy Award winner Monica joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Now, I told you about James Fortune. He was bragging about coming to your city and coming to your wedding. And also, he told me, A.V., I have Monica on a brand new track, which we're featuring now on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, called Hold On. Tell us about this collaboration and what made you want to get on with James Fortune.
You know, James is really like a brother to me. He asked me about doing a song, and I told him I would love to. You know, I started off singing nothing but gospel music throughout my entire childhood. That was all that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And when he and I started talking, he asked me what did I want the song to be about. And my response to that was just never giving up. I think now I see so many people, or I come in contact with so many people that just can't find ways to stay encouraged.
Yeah.
So Hold On was saying exactly that. When I heard the song, I told him, I said, I really feel like the song needs a man as well. And I begged him for Fred Hammond, because he is my personal favorite. So I was begging for him. And James made it happen. And it was a great experience for me, because it took me back to where I started.
Monica joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. When you talk about trials and tribulations and you talk about growing and maturing in God, people would wonder, okay, Monica, how are you able to balance then success, maintain the integrity, and still have the love for God all at the same time?
You know, I recognize that God is a God of second chances, and that I'll make mistakes. I don't allow the world to make me feel convicted when I fall short.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I'm so open about my past. And I think the best way to stay on your path is to recognize that your journey will make you who you are supposed to be. if you allow it to happen that way. Mm-hmm. So I don't ever get into trying to explain or cover up or create facades. I'm always open about the things that are taking place in my life, and I think that that is the one thing that keeps me going. And then so I prioritize. You know, right. I realize maybe about the fourth album, I start to realize, okay, it's a lot happening, and I'm not able to get in touch with the person I need to be, still being in the midst. So I took 4 years off. You know, and some people are afraid to do things like that, or that mm-hmm. they're not willing to do things like that. So I don't mind stepping away. My family is a priority. My relationship with God is a priority. Yeah. In order to be a good wife and mother, that's mandatory. So sometimes you just have to step away.
Yeah. What are some of the fun things that go on in the Brown household?
Movie night. We're going to theater. We sit down. We watch movies. We talk about them after. Of course, we kind of do the same thing around game night. But also, we like horses. We've gotten into horses a lot. So we go horseback riding a lot now.
I would say that's something I am afraid of. So I don't know about horseback riding, but I'm gonna let you have that. You can have that one.
Let me take you and let us video for your listeners.
No, the preacher will not be riding horses at all. Not going to happen.
Please let us take you horseback riding and we are going to film it.
That would be a different kind of reality TV. All right, once again, Monica joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Let's wrap it up. What's your website, your Twitter page for those who want to follow you, Monica?
Well, my Twitter is Monica Brown and the website is monica.com. And you can find all that we're doing there and everything that's going on there. We talk about a lot, actually, on Twitter. We go back and forth about a lot of great subjects, things to help women or young mothers, single mothers. You can just log right on. It's easy. Monica Brown.
Monica, we thank you once again for coming on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show and being so transparent with us. And we definitely wish you grace and much success in the future with your family and the marriage and all the wonderful things you're doing with your music and acting career. And thank you again, Monica, for being a part of the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Thank you. I have your horse ready.
No, no, and no again.